the Reishis of the world, the Reishis of the Shana, the Reishis of our existence. Torah says, Medrash says, in the beginning of Bereishis, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'shvil Reishis, b'shvil this parsha, b'shvil Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, because of the mitzvah of Bikurim. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It has similar dinim to Truma. Bring it up there. It's Yisrael. It's the great sheikhs. What's the whole world, the whole purpose of our existence? Something found in this week's parsha, in the Reishis. How does that connect to the Reishis and Zman that we're about to approach? Habolein Latoiva. The Reishis Sona Arach Rishana. There's a Reishis Hashana, there's a Rosh Hashana. And we always read the parsha of Reishis, the parsha of Vikurim, right before the Reishis Hashana. What's the Shaychus between all of these ideas? The Torah tells us that when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, and you meet the Kohen Gadol, you have to make a proclamation. You have to say, Bekol Ram. You can't just mumble like the way we daven. You can't just say it quietly. Va'anisa va'amarta, you have to announce. What do you have to announce? L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. Rabbi say, familiar psukim, Arami oived ovi. Va'yerid mitzrayim va'yagar shamim se'ma'at va'yisham l'goy gadol atzum v'rov. You start with a whole Jewish history lesson. You start with a whole back to the beginning. But which beginning? Not the entire beginning. Not all the way back. Start punked by Arami Oyvidov. We know this from the Haggadah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is part of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Why specifically Lavan? Why specifically Arami Yovidavi? How does that connect to the mitzvah of Bikurim? And as you're going and going through Jewish history and explaining, the Pasuk says, and that's how I got here today, Vayivayini elamokom azeh vayitein lanu es haaretz hazayis asher eretz zavas chalov udvash. The Pasuk says, and God brought me to this spot, to this place, and that's why I'm here, to put down the Bikurim right next to the Mizbeach, to this Makom. Vayiten lanu es haaretz hazayis eretz zavas chalov udvash. I'd like to present to you Rabbi Yisei Akasha from the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Mibelz. If I would ask you to write this Pasuk, Vayivayini el amokom azeh, Vayiten lanu es haaretz hazayis eretz chalov udvash, would you write it the way it looks? The way it's presented? Rabbi Yisei, something's a little off with this Pasuk. What's off with this Pasuk? No? The order. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and brought us into Eretz Yisrael. And then He brought us al HaMokom HaZeh in Eretz Yisrael. What do? You first you land in Ben Gurion. Then you go, you take an hour ride, a taxi into Yerushalayim. Then eventually you go into the Old City. Then eventually you tear Kriya on top of the stairs at the Kotel, because that's a din in Shulchan Aruch and you're mechuyev to do that. And then you come and you walk up to the Kotel and you say, Vayavayinu, Lamakom HaZeh, and Mirtz Hashem, we'll be able to walk on Har Habayis soon. If we could figure out how to get a normal government. Rabbeisai, Vayivayinu Lamakom HaZeh is not first, Vayivayinu Lamakom HaZeh is second. Ask for Yisach and David, that's backwards. Go back to that word, that phrase. Arami Oividovi. Rabbi Yisai, if everyone's right, and we're referring to Lavan, so why don't you just say it? The Lavan,
Lavan was around, and Lavan was, we would call him by name in Parshas Vayetze. What was it? Why suddenly, you know, why are we being so confusing? Rabbi said, this confusion is not just a confusion for us. The Mefarshim don't know how to approach that phrase that we say in the Haggadah. Arami Oyved Avi. Who's it referring to? Who's it referring to, Rabbi said? It's referring to Lavan. So he was the Arami, he was the person from Aram. Okay, I hear that. And he was Oyved. What does that mean, Oyved? Usually I know what Oyved means with an ayin. Right? I get Oyved, avoid the kasha in the next line with Mitzrayim. What's Oyved? Lose? So he was, so a loved one was lost? Nebuch. I have Rachmanis on him. I care that he's lost? No, he caused someone else to get lost? Is that pshat? He caused Yaakov to get lost? He tried to. What? He caused a loss, and now we care about his. What are we? We're Lovin's accountant. We care about his loss. That's what we're mentioning to be current. By the way, I'm rich. I just got a lot of fruits in my new crops in my property. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to know, and Lovin, he went bankrupt. Think of Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to proclaim that? No. So then, what are we saying, Lovin? He tried to affect Yaakov. He tried to make Yaakov Avi lost, right? He tried to affect my father Yaakov. Frankly, Ibn Ezra, that can't be. Because that's not Oyved, Arami Oyved Avi. That's Arami Ma'abed Avi. The terminology is wrong, asked the Ibn Ezra. No one knows. So who's it talking about? So the Sforno says maybe it's talking about Yaakov the whole time. It's not even talking about Lavan. Maybe all of Klal Yisrael's got this wrong. Maybe the whole Haggadah is wrong. Maybe Arami Ovid Avi is not even, or the Haggadah is right, but it's not referring to Lavan, it's referring to who a Lavan affected. That he made Avi lost, and who's Arami? Who's Arami? We're referring to Yaakov as Arami? Says the Sforno, yeah, Yaakov's Arami, because he had no Yishuv Adas, he was all over the place. He didn't have a homeland. He was a nomad. So that's what we're referring to. Arami, the Mefarshim are like, Minakota Lakota. Years ago, I said a pshat based on the Nesivis. Arami Oved Avi, maybe it's referring to Lovin, and Lovin is our father. Why would we be calling Lovin our father? Suddenly, we want Lovin to be the Zeda? He's not going to give you, treats. He's not going to give you Hanukkah Geld. He's going to take your money. He's going to check your pockets. Now, that's not the Zakin. That's not the Zeda. That's not the Saba you want. That's not Gramps. No, he's going to try to steal your money. That's not Avi. So what in the world is going on with this Parsha? Arami Oyved. Who's Arami? Who's Oyved? And what in the world is Avi? And why is this connected to Bikur? Like I asked before. Rabbi, there is a beautiful idea. In two Svarim, they were mechavin to a very similar idea. And it was fascinating because I saw this week, I sat down with a Talmud in my office this week, and he was telling me about how just, Avodas Hashem used to be just so much simpler before I got here. I would wake up in the morning, daven, clarity, know who I'm speaking to, go into my Avodas Hashem, mincha, clarity. Now, chakras is okay, mincha, it's so hard. The world gets so confusing when you're so involved in everything. And he's right, he's 100% right. And we were discussing Eitzas about how to zone in, how to try to keep that alive even in a more complex world. But it was mamish, like, it was incredible because the conversation word for word is in the Ma'ariv HaShemesh in this week's parasha. The Ma'ariv HaShemesh says that a person starts working the land in Eretz Yisrael. He starts making a parnasa. And life gets confusing. You get tangled up. You get distracted. The zone in is not as simple. It's in the summer. Camp that I was in was called the Zone. It's there, Avodas Hashem, it's a little easier. It's a little distracting because there's a lot of geschmack things, from zip lines to segways to ATVs, you name it, they have it. You know, hope I get points for that for the advertisement. Mamish, like, you name it, they have it. But you know, so there, it's a, you know, there's a zone. You can zone in. It's the zone. But in regular life, when the summer's over, it's tough to zone. It's tough to zone in. It's tough to say zone. So Marv Shemesh says that's exactly what Bikurim's all about. Bikurim's all about that I get pulled in all these directions. Working the land, the mud, the Zriya, the Harisha, you know, watching the plants, to stay connected to the Eibishter is not so simple. It can be complex at times. And the zone is not always there. And that's what the Marv Shemesh says. That's what Kriyas HaBikurim. That's what taking this fruit and coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash is doing. And Rashi says that there's a bracha, there's a baskol that comes out. If you were zeicha to Bikurim this year, you're going to be zeicha to Bikurim next year. This is what keeps the zone in Avodas Hashem, even in that complex world, even in that world outside of Midbar, outside of a simple reality, but a matzav of kisavo el ha'aretz, of getting your hands dirty and things being distracting. What do I do, Rabbi Yisai? How do I stay in it? Says the Ma'ariv HaShemesh, but the Ma'ariv HaShemesh was not the only one who said this. A beautiful pshat. It's also in the Ishbitzer, in this week's parish, in the Mea Shiluch. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this pshat. I almost fell off my chair when I saw this pshat. You know what you're saying when you say Arami Ovid Avi? You're not speaking about Jewish history. You're not just stam saying that there was a Russia that was B.K. Shlakar Sakol, that was a horrible person, and a Shver Shver, and it was really, really difficult. No, that we're all familiar with, Rabbi Yisai. That stuff we don't need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a reminder of. Why do you have to yell this? Why do you have to say it? Bekoram ve'onisa ve'amarta arami oyvedovi. I'm not speaking about my father. I'm not speaking about my grandfather. I'm not speaking about Yaakov. I'm not speaking about Lavan. A brand new pshat, says the Ishbitzer, says the Ma'ariv HaShemesh. The shayresh of Aleph Beis Hey of Ava in the Torah, constantly. You know what it means? Does anyone know, Rabbi Yisai, what is Ava? B'loy Ava l'shalchan, Paro says. B'loy Soiva, b'loy Ava Hashem el divrei Bilam. By Yibum, the Yavam wants to do chalitza v'lo Ava as Yavama. What does it mean, Rabbi Yisai? What does it mean, Ava? In the words of the Torah, Rabbi Yisai, what does Ava mean, Aleph Beis Hey? Do you know what it means? Zok the Ishbitzer. It means rotzen. It means drive. It means goals. Lavan created a matzav. He tried to busy Yaakov with this flock and that flock and switching and fooling him. And Mamish took away his menuchas hanefesh to try to allow him to what? To be ma'abed his avi. To just echkenished anymore. I have no cheshek. I have no desire. I have no drive. This Yid that is coming into Eretz Yisrael and recognizing that life gets complicated, that life gets distracting, that sometimes it's hard to zone in. What does he speak about at the beginning of his proclamation in the Mokom HaMikdash? He tells the Eibishter, I want you to know one thing. I might not have been successful. My points might not be, my scale might not be balanced in the right way. The Yetzer Hara tries to get me off track and tries to create a matzav for me not to have a rotzen, for me not to have a drive,
for me not to have Avi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm standing here with my first fruits because I want you to know this is my purpose. I am now instilling at the beginning of this year with my new crops a clarity. I'm not floating anymore. I'm not going in every direction. I want you. I want to connect to you. I have a goal. Whether or not I'll succeed is not the point of Bikurim. The point of Bikurim is the plan, is the drive, is to know you want it. Wherever Rabbi said, the Mishnah in Bikurim tells us, before the fruit is ready, before it's even fully grown, Kairech Olav Gemi, you already go down at those initial stages. And you say that this is the Reishis Priyat Moscha, this is going to be the Bikurim. Why? All of them, why? Wait! It's not ready, it's not Roy, it's not Chal. Teretz is because Bikurim's about the plan. Bikurim's about wanting. Bikurim's about, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in a difficult matzav, but what are your tchunas ha-nefesh? What is your ritzinus? Rabbi say, Baruch Haim in this week's Parsha Mamish speaks this out. You know who Arami Oyved Avi? You know who Arami is? It's not Aram, says the Baruch Haim. It's the Oisius of the Ramai, of the biggest trickster in the world. The person who tries to blur the entire world around you and shows that you do that's attractive and that's successful and that's where it counts and that's what's cool and that's what's kishmak. And that's the biggest Ramaos in the world, Arami. He's such a Ramai. He's Oyved Avi, Zokta Or HaChaim. Oyved Avi means he makes my neshama lost. Rabbi Yisai, he makes you into an Aveda. He's Oyved, not with an ayin. He was not Mishabed you. Chavetz Chaim says, Oyved with an ayin. All those years in Mitzrayim, all those years of communist Russia, Zechut Chavetz Chaim, those were easy to deal with. It's the Al Oyvid with an Aleph. When it makes you feel like an Aveda. What's the din of an Aveda, Rabbi Yisai? An Aveda, you have to be Meshiv, you have to do tshuva. But there's one thing that'll stop the Aveda. It's if there's no Ratzon. It's if there's Yeyush. If you feel your mamish in Zuto Shalyam, like the Umar Mamatsia says, there's no way that item's coming back. There's no plan. There's no destination. There's no way it can't. It's so far away. I can't. That's what the Yetzer Hara of the Ramay does. He's Oyved with an Aleph Miaveda. You're not folding this dollar into a Zach, Laz. It's not going to happen. There's no Sinonim here. The din is that it's going to be mutter to keep. Not like your situation. But you say you're an Oyved with an Aleph. Because you have no drive. You have no Avi. You have no Rotzen. You're just Messiahish. But it's not a song of ancient Yeish or Baisa. You just knock your head that up and down. It's an Emes. It's Bikurim. It's a Mitzvah and a Torah. Stop focusing on everything, on the Meisim. Let's put a little emphasis on what? What's my drive? What's my plan? Moreover, Aboisai, I think the answer to the Belzer Rebbe's Kasha is that when you look and you understand what Bikurim is all about, it's about a plan, it's about a drive, the first thing you put in the GPS system before you go on all the highways, before you follow the step-by-step process, Aboisai, is you put in what? The destination. That's the first thing in the GPS system. Ubosi el amokom hazeh. Then we can figure out how much traffic there is on every step of the way. Then we can check and we can flip our phone and see what's blue, what's red, what's orange, what's everything else, and how many cops are on the way. But first you put in the destination on the GPS. First you put in ubosi el amokom hazeh. Then minasates haaretz. Okay, there was a long travel, it was a long trip. Bikurim's not about that. Bikurim's about, do I have a drive? Do I have a rotz? Who am I? How do I define myself?
Do I have ben Torah dikas she'ifas, Rabbi Yisrael? That's the most important thing. Do I have these ritzonis? Do I have a plan? Do I have a racious? That's what racious is, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, Farshim explained that the judgment on the racious on the Rosh Hashanah, everyone gets carried away with the scales and what's tipping, how much there. And there's a kasha, there's a Veltz kasha, the Olden Eisekeil, the Radvaz, the Kesem Mishul, the Olos, the kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Im Asa Tshuva, so you're a Zeiche, if your scales are 50-50. So the Olam asked the kasha, Rabbi said, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? The Veltz kasha, Rabbi said, you gotta know this kasha. It's a Shver Rambam. The biggest Shver Rambam in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I don't know if the biggest, one of the biggest. Yisodis de Kakasha. If Hotner works on this, Meir de Gisod. But you say, why do you have to do tshuva? If it's 50-50, Tigman, just do what?
Nothing.
No, one thing. Just do, I don't know, join Hatzolah. Whatever. Just do something. Give some stock. Do a mitzvah. Tip the scales. Terence says, we missed the boat. We don't understand what a Aseres Yimei Tshuva is. We don't understand what this zman, what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is about a machshava. Rosh Hashanah is about where do you want to be? What are your plans? What are your goals? What's your racious? Where's your destination on the GPS? Where's your avi? Are you an Ovid avi? Or, you know, I have avi. And I'm not Messiahish on my avi. And my avi is Chai V'Kayim. And it's here. And it wants. And it desires. Stop doing mitzvahs just because I have to. I checklist. No, I want it. I want Dveikus. I want Aliyah. I want Yerushalayim in my home. I want to marry a Bas Torah and be Bashpia on my family. I want a family and a community that's going to help me grow. That's my drive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But you know what? Who didn't it work out for? It didn't work out for a guy in Rosh Hashanah that the Beis Din Shamala said, look what he wanted. Look what his Rosh Hashanah Dikadin was. Look what his Tunis HaNefesh was. Look at, he is a Baal Tshuva, Zohar Rambam. That can tip the scales. That can tip the scales. He defines himself as a person who wants 613. Even if I can, even if it doesn't work out. Hopefully I'll have Turim. But Rabbi said, that's not where Rashis is. That's not where it starts. It's, I'm not an Oivet Ovi. I'm not giving up on myself. I'm not turning myself into what David HaMelech said, Kaseh Oived. I'm an Aveda. That's Messiahish. The Bailam don't care about it anymore. It's never coming back. There's no hope. That's Sheker. I believe in Rosh Hashanah. I believe in Bikurim. I believe in a Rashis. I believe in a plan. I believe in what Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says. Rosh Hashanah is the Brias HaOlam be-what? Be-machshava. What does that mean? We're always so confused. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's machshavas. What it means, it's the time for machshavas. It's the time for a plan. It's the time for a rotzen. It's the time for a desire. It's the time to create avi and make sure that it's not going to be oyved and destroy that aramai. That ramai. That makes you feel like a nothing and a nebuch and a garnished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what? Why did you come to the Makom HaMikdash? Why'd you put that in GPS first? You had no plan ever to get there in the destination. You're just destroying your Waze system like I had. We spent so much time and wasted so much time in the Apple store. Don't ever go there. They can't even help you. David Sofer can tell you. A waste of time. What are you doing? Waze does not even work. Why are you putting that in GPS? Wherever Rabbi say it's time to activate our Avi. It's activate our Ava. What do we want? Where do we want to be? The boy says, stop making life a fantasy. Yeah, it'll happen naturally. It's not going to happen naturally. If you don't want it, it won't happen. You know, there's a saying in the Welt. They actually attribute it to Chazal, but there is no statement of Chazal with this. There's no source in Chazal for this statement. There's a statement in the Welt where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And what's translated and what's yadua in the Sfarim is Ein Dovera Oimid Bifnei Arot. There's nothing that could stop you if you have the right desire. The Imre Emes says it's Sheker. It's wrong. Now, I think it might be confused a little bit. We've spoken many times. The Gemara does say, Misha Amar Yagati V'loi Matzasi Al Tamin. If you put in the Yagia, and he said it never worked, it never succeeded, don't believe him. Now, what that means, so we spoke about the Chidush HaRim as a pshat, but that doesn't mean where there's a will, there's a way. It means that there's a special Siyata Deshmaya, which is my shmooze about people who think and say that I don't have the IQ to be a Ben Torah, to be successful in Torah, that Chidush HaRim basically destroys that whole argument. Because Hatzlacha in Torah is not about IQ, and it's not about intellect. It's not about who your father is or who your ancestor is. It's about being a Metziah. It's about the Rebbeinu Shlom giving you Siyata Deshmaya. But that's not for now. It's for another shmooze. So the Imre Emes, the Einikel of the Chidush HaRim, says it's no such concept. The Velt made a mistake. It's not true where there's a will, there's a way, said the Imre Emes. Because the Gemara always talks about it. He wanted to do something good, and what happened? Rabbi said, something happened. He got into an accident. He got pulled over by a cop. He got he tripped. I don't know, you fill in the blanks. You figure out the story. So what does it mean, the Imre Emes says, Ein Dover Oimid Bifnei Arotzen, that he attributed from the Chidah to be the first one to coin that term. Ein Dover Oimid Bifnei Arotzen. And it's a Yaduitika phrase. The Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes it all the time. Ein Dover Oimid Bifnei Arotzen. What does that mean? What does that mean? Said the Imre Emes, the Velt's wrong. It's not when there's a will, there's a way. It's not that it's going to happen if you have a Rotzen. It means in the Bezdin Shalmayim. It means when you're asked why this didn't happen, there's things that could be caused and that could be sibus why the thing didn't come out and why it wasn't successful and why the bias wasn't built and why we're still at square one and why you didn't get to the destination you wanted to. But there's one question that there's no answer to and there's no teretz. Ein dover ha'oimet b'fnei ha'rotzen. When they're asked, why didn't you want to be there? What's the excuse? What's the Dover HaOymed? What's the stop sign on the Rotzen? Ein Dover HaOymed Bifnei HaRotzen, said the Imre Emes. That's the way you need to understand the phrase. Not where there's a will, there's a way. But Ein Dover HaOymed Kamo Bifnei HaRotzen. When you're asked, I chap, you were nenes on the maisa. You didn't get the schus. You didn't do the mitzvah. You weren't oile. You weren't able to go. I chap, a teretz here and a teretz there. There's a Dover HaOymed. But why didn't you have the avi? Why didn't you have the drive? Why didn't you have the ruts? What's the teretz to that? They're going to ask you in the Beis Din Shalmaila. This. Oh, how many days are boys say? 10 days? 11 days? From now. Where is the ruts? Where is the Tishrei Allah B'machshava? Where is the plan? Where is the Avi? So there's one answer, we say. The Imre Emes is 100% right. Ein dover oimid bifnei rotzen. You know what the teretz is? It's not a teretz of an excuse. It's not a defense. As I say, you're right. I made myself into an avida. I was mesiyayish. I just gave up. The Ramai beat me. And the Ramai made me think that I'm an avid with an aleph. And I'm a lost cause. And I'm a no purpose, I'm a lo yitzloch. I'm pathetic. And I gave in to those machshavos. And that is the reason why I have no avi anymore. Says the Arbishter, says the Bezdin Shalmaila. The Arami? The Arami is governing your life? The Guf take over the Nisham? That's who you're listening to? That's your excuse? The Arami Oivid Ovi? Sorry, we don't have that in our defense books. We don't have that as a valid excuse, Rabbi said. That doesn't pass. You fail the course. Arami Oivid Ovi is against the klal of Ein Dover HaOymet Bifnei Arotza. Merv Rabbi said, as we approach the Rishis in Zman, we also have to make a Rishis in our Nefesh. Mirtz Hashem will be zoicha to go to the Rishis in Makam. Oilim Shana Nefesh, Rabbi said, three Rishis. But the most important one, Rabbi said, is to understand the statement that we say loud and clear. You need clarity before this Rosh Hashanah. You need to know what to write into Waze, what to type in, where you want to go, where you want to be. You need this Rosh Hashanah, this Bikurim, a drive, a rotzen, a machshava, an avi. Nemirtz Hashem, Lavan will lose. Lavan bikesh lakar sakol rabbis the yadua de kakasha. We say in the Agoda, Lavan is worse than Paro. Why is Lavan worse than Paro? So I told you already. Chavetz Chaim said, I'd much rather deal with Ayin, Oivid with an Ayin, than Oivid with an Aleph. Someone makes you feel like an Aveda, so then there's no hope. Even if he's not whipping you, even if he's not working you, even if there are no bricks and there's no sand, because you then lost nothing. There's no excuse. Ain't never Oivid with Nearots. He was Oivid as an Aveda, my Ovi. That's Bikesh Lakar Zakol. That's the one thing in every generation. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's worse than Communist Russia, and it's worse than Shibud Mitzrayim, that's worse than any difficult matzav. So Merv Rabbeisai. Let's say loud and clear, as the Torah says in this week's parashas, where Mavr Sedra V'Amnisa V'Amarta. We're all in unison. You're going to join with me in a second. We're going to say loud and clear this phrase. Arami Oyved Ovi before Rosh Hashanah. And in Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be Makabel, the Yontif, the Din, and we're going to now realize that Ein Dover Ayim if they rot. That the best defense for us in this Yom HaDin, in this Reishis in Zman, we learn from the Reishis in Makom and the Reishis in the mitzvahs of Reishis Bikurim. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world, Bishvil Reishis, Bereishis Bar Elokim, Bishvil Reishis Bikurim, because of this idea, Lavan Bikesh Lakaris HaKol, what's the way to destroy the world? What's the way to destroy the Bereishis? It's to be Oiker Bikurim. It's to be Oiker the Reishis. It's to be Oiker with an Arami Oivid Ovi to make you into an Aveda, and you decide it's not going to happen. I'm going to call him out. I'm going to look at him straight in the eye and I'm going to call him, you're a Ramai, you're an Arami, and I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make an Aveda, and I have one answer for you. Ovi, Ovi, Ovi. I want, I want, I want. I desire, I want to grow. I want to get higher. Rabbeisai, that's exactly what Rosh Hashanah is. So please, three times loud, and like Rashi says, that you have to be Mekayim in the midst of Bikurim. The only way for you to Mekayim this midst of Bikurim is you do it Bekol Ram, Rabbi said, not quietly. Don't daven for me right now. I want you to scream, Arami Oivid Ovi, three times. And don't look to the side of you, to the guy next to you, whether or not he's screaming. You do it for yourself. You're putting it into ways. You're driving to the destination. Don't do any carpools right now. Let him get his own ride. Let him deal with it. Let him take a bus. If he wants to deal with the Ramai could drive him. Rabbeisai, on three, join with me. And Bikoyre, Bikurim. Do the mitzvah Bikurim before this Rosh Hashanah. And it will help Emirtz Hashem propel us to reach such great heights and to be Zoycha Badin. One, two, three. Arami Oivid Ovi! Arami Oivid Ovi! Arami Oivid Ovi!
Shkoyach. Woo!